You're listening to Healthy Living, thanks to Specsavers. Book your eye test today at your local Specsavers, which always includes an OCT Advanced 3D eye scan at no extra charge.
Welcome back to the show. 131873, more of your calls and texts shortly on Healthy Living.
A small keyhole implant to prevent stroke is the focus of a new Australian trial. About 500,000 Australians live with atrial fibrillation, which is a heart condition we speak about in the program quite a bit, that may cause clots to form in the heart and travel to the brain. Patients traditionally take blood-thinning medications known as anticoagulants to prevent stroke, but there's also a risk of bleeding that goes with this. Now, there's a safer alternative for patients who can't take these anticoagulants. And to tell us about this, I'm joined by my colleague, Dr. Brendan Gunalingham, who's an interventional cardiologist at St. Vincent's Hospital. Brendan, lovely to have you on the show.
Hi, Ross. Nice to talk to you. It's been a long time.
Okay, mate. Now, the device is called a Watchman Flex. Can you tell the listeners what that actually means?
Sure. So, Ross, this is a... think of it like a little plug. The Watchman Flex is a small plug which is inserted through the femoral vein percutaneously, and then we implant it into the left atrial appendage to basically occlude the appendage and prevent people from having strokes. So the appendage in the heart, as you know, is a structure which is sort of vestigial, like your appendix, not really needed for day-to-day living, but it can cause problems. And in people with atrial fibrillation, you know, clots form there. Mm. So for people that can't take anticoagulation, this is a very good option.
And just explain to the listeners, The appendage is the place where most of these clots form, but they can form elsewhere, but it's much less common.
Correct, yeah. So atrial fibrillation, Ross, your listeners would be aware, is an irregular heartbeat, and so the heart is not beating regularly, and so clots can form within the atrium, which is the bigger chamber, or the appendage. But over the years, studies have clearly shown that more than 90% of the clots originate in this appendage. Mm. So if you exclude the appendage, then you're excluding the bulk of them, but not entirely all of it, as you point out.
So from all the work you've done, Brendan, what percentage of patients can't tolerate anticoagulants and get significant bleeding complications?
So, Ross, this is a very important point. So if you go back to warfarin, a lot of the people that are placed on warfarin, like in the old days, when you follow them up in the long term, only about 40 to 50% of them continue to take warfarin because of all the issues with it. Now, the new anticoagulants, which are like dabigatran, Eliquis, and rivaroxaban, they are better than warfarin, but they still have problems with bleeding. And while I can't give you a figure as to how many people actually stop it, the data is that, you know, are quite a lot of patients, you know, less than sort of 40%, but people that should be on anticoagulation aren't actually taking it because of the bleeding. And Ross, the other point is, as people get older, the older they get, the more likely they are to come into problems with anticoagulation.
Hmm. So you're doing a big trial at St. Vincent's. Is this just a trial at St. Vincent's, or is international trial?
Yeah, so this is a multi-centre international trial, America, Europe, and Australia. And St. Vincent's is the leading site in Australia, but we've also got Westmead, Monash, and the Alfred in Melbourne. It's hoping to enrol about 3,000 patients with this trial and follow them for about 5 years. And we're comparing the Watchman Flex to NOACs, which are the new anticoagulants.
Right.
Because the original trials with the Watchman compared it to warfarin.
Right.
So now we're comparing it to the newer agents.
So this hasn't been done before. This is
a world first trial. And the other thing, Ross, of note is we're now offering it to people with atrial fibrillation that can take anticoagulants.
Mm.
So it's not just the people that are intolerant of anticoagulants or have problems with anticoagulants. We're trying to see whether this could be a one-stop fix for this issue. And if it is proven in about 5 years' time, I think this could be a big game changer.
Well, Brendan, as you can imagine, I'm extremely biased in terms of wanting people to be in trials like this and have incredible admiration for people like yourself who do this sort of work. So if people are listening tonight, because many of my listeners would be suffering from atrial fibrillation and would like to be involved in the trial, what can they do?
Right. So two things. I mean, they can either ring the Department of Cardiology at St. Vincent's and one of our research nurses would contact them, or else they could ring my surgery and my girls would, you know, put them under the research coordinators on, you know, 1-300-723-170 in my surgery, yeah.
But, Brendan, yeah. This is also a national show. So what about other cities? So who would they bring in other cities?
So, I mean, I think Westmead and Melbourne. So in Westmead, you could bring Department of Cardiology Westmead and Melbourne, the Alfred.
Great.
Or Monash Medical Centre.
Well, Brendan, yeah. It's a really important trial and one I totally support. And so we'll have to get you back on again to see how it's going. So you said this is going to be going for 5 years.
5 years, Ross.
5 years, absolutely. Okay. Well, that's fantastic work. And that's Dr. Brendan Gunalingham, is one of my colleagues that works at St. Vincent's. He's doing some superb work for Australia. So thank you very much for your time, Brendan.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you very much.